You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe.
Just believe. In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, I could hear myself say that, and actually, my friends, I for those of you who don't know, all these years, who might have been listening to this for a while, that's me singing on there, a very young me, and two of my friends, Marco Misinato and Barry Bruder. Marco Misinato wrote the music, and Barry Bruder and I wrote the lyrics, and all three of us sang the music. And I have to say, sometimes it just takes that many times to hear something before you even believe it, and maybe even many more times before you even see it. So just believe, and I'm so glad we did that, because I'm inspired each time I hear that, and I am believing. As a matter of fact, our guests tonight, our believers, have been inspired and are inspiring many. It is about humano that we're going to be talking about. That's human with an O, which is human in Spanish. Humano is a journey born out of a young man's 200 questions, the answers to which would expose a world completely unknown to him and to the majority of humanity. Discover the true origin of man and what it means to be human. To most of us today remains a mystery, but the shamans of the Andes might have the key to discover the hidden meanings and truths. Now, Humano is a documentary film made in the Andes of South America, and it is a journey within a journey to discover what it means to be human. And our guests tonight have that discovery, and they are on the journey. Actually, we have both the filmmaker and the producer with us tonight. We've got Alan Stivelman, and we've got... people are trying to talk to me while I'm trying to do a show here. And life changes, so you got to keep going with it. And Ingrid, as if the name weren't difficult enough to understand. I'm trying to be connected by a lot of people. Ingrid Poproker.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IONWAYS ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IONWAYS Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAYS Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and this is going to be quite an interesting show, especially because of what happened to me this weekend. It always seems to happen that there's always a correlation that happens around a particular show. And so I wonder, was it the show that was originally planned that made this other thing happen that just happens to be correlated to the show? Or is it that this other thing happened and was supposed to happen, and why we put the show exactly where it's supposed to go? And who really planned this? Was it the guest? Was it me? Was it our producers? How does this all get planned? And it's related to the subject, because what's happening in the moment, there's so much more than meets the eye. And so on our way to finding out more of what's happening in the moment, or more specifically, what it's about being human, or humano, as we're going to be referring to it tonight, I had, some people might say, the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of interviewing one of the men that walked on the moon. However, once in a lifetime, I have a feeling I'm going to live long enough to maybe even walk on it myself. So it might not be a once in a lifetime opportunity. I might be saying live from the moon. It's Life Changes with Filippo in a few years. So but in the meantime, 40 years ago or so, this man walked on the moon back when we didn't know that our civilization could do that. Maybe other civilizations had done that before, and for all I know, we come from the moon. And this man was Edgar Mitchell. Now, Edgar Mitchell has always been interested in parapsychology and ESP and all kinds of extrasensory, and as he puts it, not sixth sense, but first sense information that we can receive. Because he said the first sense, which is what others call the sixth sense, is actually what we all have that's even more sensitive and more in tune than our other senses. So it should be called the first sense. In any event, here is a man that I interviewed this weekend, just a couple days ago, who is 83 years old. So one of the oldest people I've ever interviewed. And this man went as far out as we can at the moment, at least that I know of, that we can go out into space to find what it is. And he comes to find out what it is to be human from being outside so far in space, as he looked back and said, wow, we are all one. Not in those exact words, but he came back to feel that sense that we are all made of the same thing, and that we are all one, and that we are just an extension of ourselves. Interestingly enough, tonight will be two of the youngest people I've ever interviewed on our show. And this one particular person, Alan, he, being the youngest, instead of going as far out as he could in space, he went about as far deep inside that one could go, into the universe within, far into the universe within, to come back and discover, wow, we are all one, and we're all made of the same thing, and we're all extensions of our of each other. And I think my mind is actually kind of blown at the moment as I'm being transported out deep into space and then deep into the universe within, as I'm describing it. And so I can't wait to have my mind even blown more by our guests today, who are the filmmakers, the protagonists, and the producers of this film, Humano, which we will learn more about from them directly. We have Ingrid Popropek and Alan Stivelman. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Filippo. Nice to meet you, and thanks for your wonderful introduction.
Yes, we consider your words were amazing.
Thank you so much. And actually, I thank you for your words as well. I have seen the movie, and I've gotten so much from it, and so I'm happy to have this conversation. As a matter of fact, though, we're meeting on this Skype connection, on another Skype connection we've met many times, and I feel like I've known you in this journey because we've known each other now almost, I think, 3 months or something, right?
Yeah.
Yes, right.
And we think, we feel like we know you too, because sometimes we put your songs when we are at work on YouTube.
Oh.
So, yes.
Yes, so, we love hearing you while we work.
Oh. Today we hear Volare. Oh.
Wow.
It's nice to connect with people like on this kind of things, because we are far away from US, so it's, if we are working together, it's like, it's nice to be like with these kind of connections, you know.
Well, that is so beautiful. I did not know that. What a surprise. thank you so much. You have touched my heart. You have touched my corazón.
Okay, el cuore.
Well, our guests tonight are actually physically in Argentina, though I feel like we're really close, obviously, as you can hear. And they're both physically in Argentina. And actually, what an interesting mix we have here, because both of you are in Argentina, where the heritage is both Spanish, Mexican, Latin American, and Italian. And I'm, of course, of Italian heritage, and both of you have also individually two different heritage. Alan, yours is more from where as well?
From Poland and Russia.
Poland and Russia. And Ingrid?
I am Polish and Italian too.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I think maybe you're my long lost family then. So.
Yes. Grabino.
Fratello, sorella. All right, so here we are, one big happy family. And actually, I think what we're going to do is let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, now that we all know each other and love each other, we're going to talk about this film. And Alan, I don't know if you saw what I wrote up on Facebook. I saw what you wrote, and I loved it. Thank you. But I don't know if you saw, maybe you can take a quick look during the break here, Alan. And then when we come back, I want to talk about your journey as to why you had 200 questions to begin with, before even thinking of making this movie. Okay, so we'll be right back with both Alan and Ingrid of Humano after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back with filmmakers Ellen and Ingrid, filmmakers of Umano, and I really love the quote that the film uses. Before you can learn about humanity, actually, how does it go?
Before you learn about humanity, first you have to be human.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And did you see what I wrote up on Facebook?
Yes, we read it.
Okay, so well, I hope you liked it and commented and shared it with all your friends. But besides that, why didn't you go into the workforce? Why didn't you, you know, do what you were supposed to, quote unquote, and just be a normal, regular citizen?
But I think we are like regular and normal people. But what happens now in America, it's like, for example, in South America, we don't know what happens like 5 centuries ago. So our identity is really messed up because we have a lot of immigration in Argentina, and we are like a mix of humans from everywhere. And now the young people are starting to ask questions like, okay, what is an Argentinian? Okay, what's a South American? Okay, what is a human being? So It's normal in Buenos Aires to find like people asking questions, and it's really nice to see people doing like Reiki, yoga, like they are really open mind. And like a month ago, I present my movie in a festival. It was the world premiere in Warsaw, in Poland, and it's really different in Europe. They like the movie, they love it, but people don't like to ask questions. They prefer to live as good as they can, and they don't prefer to ask because the questions, like, they are really uncomfortable for them.
Right.
And in South America, it's really different now. Nowadays, like a century ago, it was really different, but nowadays, young people are starting to make questions, and we found in our team, like, we have a really, really young team. For example, Ingrid has like 19 years 19. Old, so she's really, really young, and the other part of the group are really, really young, and they are really identified with the film and the questions, and maybe Ingrid can give me some help with the words now.
Yes, I think that the one thing that has made us all together was this making us questions, because being interested in knowing who we are and where we're going to is what is getting us near to Umano, and this is what makes people from all over the world be interested in Umano.
You know, go on.
The reason for my journey was since like I was 14 years old, I started to making questions about life, the universe, and esoteric knowledge, because I love mysteries of the earth, and I started to doing research about the pyramids of Egypt, and I found that South America has many, many mysteries that are hidden. And I wrote a documentary about Lake Titicaca, that there is a citadel underwater, and it's really covered that knowledge, because if this kind of mystery came to the light, it will be really, really shock for the universities, because in South America, the mainstream knowledge, it's like from the point of view of Europe. So Europe is like, oh, the height of the civilization. And if we start talking about like there was an ancient civilization in South America, mother of all civilization before, like Sumeria, it will be really shocked for the academic world. So I wrote 200 questions, I grabbed my camera, and I went to the Andes because I've never been there. So I thought like, okay, I studied this location for 5 years, so I have to go there and to make a practical journey. So the main reason of my journey was I want to know the origin of man from the point of view of the Andes.
Mm.
So the first day when I met Placido, he told me, why do you want to know that story? Why you are so interested about humanity, the origin of man, the archaeological stuff, the extraterrestrial, the intraterrestrial, and blah, blah, blah. If you are not human, nothing matters. First, you have to be human. Mm. So, okay, I'm not human? No, you are not. Okay, why? I feel like I'm human. No, you are not human, because he told me. He showed me a symbol, like it's called Chacana. Chacana is like it's a constellation, the Cruz del Sur. How do you say the south?
South Cross.
The South Cross.
Southern Cross.
Southwest Cross. This is a constellation from the stars, and the Chacana is like the materialization on Earth of that same symbol. And this symbol, we learn about this symbol because it has 4 points, the 4 points of view. The human beings are built from 4 points of view. For example, we have the point of view of the Earth. We have the point of view of the sky. We have the point of view of the positive, and we have the point of view of the negative, or the masculine, or the feminine. One day when we wake up, we are like on the sky, on the heaven, like judging everything, like, okay, I feel like I'm a god, you are like lower than I am. And another day we woke up and we are on the earth, like only what we only care is about, okay, I like to my iPhone, my MacBook, I don't care about heaven or divinity or energy, I only want to get as many material things as possible. And another day when we woke up, we are like only positive. I don't like to talk about negative stuff. Don't talk me about the wars. I'm only love, and we are all one. And don't, please, don't talk me about wars. And other day we woke up like, okay, we are negative. Life is the worst thing. The human beings are garbage, and nothing is positive. So in our life, we are like jumping from one point of view, like to another point of view, to another. And the Chacana teach us like the only point of view that matters is the center. The center is called Aini. It's like the integration of all four point of view. And when these things happens, when we integrate the four point of view with our consciousness, we can be called as human beings. Like, we don't judge. We feel love and we feel hate at the same time. We can feel it, but if we are conscious about that, we have to say, okay, this is like a feeling. I'm not hate. I'm not love. I'm just like a human being that can feel love or hate. I don't know if it's hard to explain in English, but if you okay,
I understood it.
That was the first thing that Placido told me, when I told him, okay, tell me more about the origin of man. And he told me, no, you have to be human first. So all the journey was like, what is a human being and what do I have to do to become a human being? And like four days before I came to Buenos Aires, he told me the story about the origin of man. But it was just a story. I didn't care anymore because I only want to be a human being and to share the steps. I don't know if it's a steps, but the perspective about what is the human being from the point of view of the Andes.
Yes. Well, I have a question actually, and when we come back, I want to talk about a little bit about Plácido. Plácido is the shaman that's in the film, and you said the first day that I met him. When we come back, I want to know if you had planned to meet him, if somebody had told you that you could meet him, or did you happen to meet him? How did that happen? And secondly, I want to make sure that everybody knows that, first of all, you can go to our website at lifechangesnetwork.com, and there you'll see the player where you can buy the film, see the film right away. If you don't see it on our website readily, you can always go to the film website directly, and that is humanofilm.com, and that's human with an O, or human in Spanish, so humano, H-U-M-A-N-O, film.com. And if you're doing it in America, the English version will come up, and if you do it in South America or other places, the Spanish version come up. But interestingly enough, the film is available in many, many languages, actually. It's available in Italian and English and French and Spanish right now, and soon more languages to come. So go to humanofilm.com and rent the movie or buy it there. And we will, or gift it actually, or you can even get the DVD. So we'll talk more about that and how you can also be involved in helping spread the message of this movie and get paid to do it. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to our guest, Alan and Ingrid, and the film Humano here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized.
It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So we're back and we're talking to the filmmakers of Umano. This is Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo. And we have Ingrid and Alan and... you know, I hope I didn't mispronounce the names earlier. It's Alan Stivelman and Ingrid Pokropek. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I think I'm getting better the more I say it, and I'm actually enjoying it more and more.
They are not very easy.
Actually, Ingrid, we haven't heard from you too much. Before we get to the question I had, we're talking about the film Umano, and how did you get involved with the film?
Well, firstly, the team was growing a lot because the project was getting more and more followers, and the movie was like flying. The team needed to grow a lot. And they needed like an assistant for Alan. So a friend of Alan talked to me firstly.
Not for Alan, it was for the movie.
Now, well, like for the director. And firstly, a friend contacted me. And then I started working and turned from assistant like to producer because of working a lot together with the directors and producers. I think that's it, right?
Yes, she started working a lot and she is really, really clever. So we promote like from assistant, producer assistant to executive producers. So she's really, really, really good.
Well, Thank you.
I've been in communication with both of you, actually. But yes, I've gotten some very clever emails from Ingrid. So I she's very, very clever. And with that, so, Alan, how did you meet Placido? So, basically, you left Argentina and you went to the Andes, and we see in the film that you meet this, after many hours of travel, many days, you meet this man, actually, who's got a mask on. Now, was this pre-planned, or did you happen to meet him?
No, it was pre-planned, but not a The whole story is like when I was writing the documentary about Lake Titicaca, I met Placido on a workshop because he's a tourist guide. So when I met him, I didn't know that he was a shaman. He presented to me like a tourist guide. So when I when I decided to go to the Andes, I talked to him. I said, okay, you can show me a little bit about the Andes because I want to go to some places. And he told me, okay, no problem. And the first day I met him, he came to me with a lot of knowledge. So I was really shocked. And he told me, okay, I didn't tell you, but I'm a shaman. It's not shaman because they are like pacos. And pacos, there is no literal translation for it because it's not a shaman and it's not a priest, but it's like appropriate word is like shaman.
Okay.
And he born in a small community that it's called Queros, and Queros was an untouched civilization since 1960, and they know about the exterior world, but they weren't interested on like
reaching them
exactly. And in 1960, they decide to go out to the exterior, and they are like nowadays they are like the guardians of the knowledge of the Andes, because they are really, really pure on the Andinian philosophy. They are like the lastest civilization on the Andes, but they are like now they are struggling with the religion and the politicians, because there are a lot of fights that we can't see, but they are like, because the spiritual of the Andes are starting to growing so fast in South America that wow. religions are like a little bit worried, because they are like losing clients, you know. Wow. Yes, so I'm like taking Humano besides a movie and doing like having viewers. It's like an activism for me, because they are going to disappear, not in so many years. I talked to the highest priest in the Andes, and he told me, okay, we are going to disappear soon, but I'm not worried, because people like you, white people, are going to like to protect the knowledge and to try to share with many people, because we have like tools that they don't have, because we have internet, or we know how to spread a message. And it's like an activism for me, because I'm a filmmaker, I write stories, fiction stories, but this documentary, it was like so personal and so pure, the way that it was built and the way we are like having a big community from all over the world. And it's so, I think like I want to protect this knowledge and try to share it with young people. I think with young people it's the most like open mind. It's easier to connect with young people, because they are like more identified with this message, and they learn so fast. So it's, I don't know, it's, I think this it's pure magic, because I went without any kind of script, and now we are like 40 people on the crew from all over the world. Some people I don't know in the real life, because they are on another city like Cordoba or Italy or Brazil. We are like an online family, because we share like 2 years with a lot of emails, lovely emails. And I think internet was like the big nest.
Yes.
The big nest for us. So sorry.
No sorries at all. I'm enjoying all of this, listening to the journey. Actually, the journey seems like it's still in progress. So the film is done, at least the part that we will see, that there is more, like you could be filming this as well. I also like the fact that the shaman almost revealed himself when the time was right, right? That before he was... quote unquote, a tour guide. But when you were ready, then the teacher appeared. So now I have a question. If he's going to disappear and you're the keeper of all of this knowledge, I hope you got all the knowledge before he disappears.
They told us like the credos are going to disappear, because like the mining companies are going to there, and they are starting to destroy the houses and the mountains. So they know that their culture it's going to disappear, but not their spirituality. But they are like they are aware of that, but they don't care, because they know like, okay, I'm gonna disappear, but I am gonna be on another parallel universe. They
like in another level.
Yes, they are not worried. They are really, really happy with they say like, okay, maybe the humanity is gonna disappear, and they start to laugh and playing the flute. So okay, what how can you say that? and keep smiling. So that kind of things like shocked to me. It was like a big shock, because you have to force your mind to try to communicate or try to understand what are they saying, because they are in a high frequency. You see the eyes of this kind of person, and they are like showing like they are like scan like how can I say?
They can see inside of your soul.
Exactly.
You mean?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Very deep. Like wow. I feel nude. I feel naked when I see them, because they can know your secrets. I don't know how, but only with the look. Because I think they are really pure, so they don't have nothing to hide.
You know, sometimes life puts people through trials and tribulations, or the universe or God or the higher self or whatever it is, and people come out of it like some illnesses or accidents, quote unquote, and then they come out of it and they say, because of that, I'm a better person, or I learned something that I needed to learn, and now I'm doing life differently, and that kind of thing. In some sense, the shaman puts you through some of those, like a crash course in trials and tribulations, and puts you through a lot of trauma. Did you ever feel like you were going to die during the process?
I felt like two or three times that I'm going to die. And when I noticed that I was not died, I thought, okay, it's not terrible to feel like I'm gonna die, because it's like the mind of it's the fear like tell us, okay, don't do that because you are going to die, but you don't die. It's your mind that's telling you that you are going to die. I feel when I was in Ausangate, that it's a sacred lake, like it's like 15 degrees below zero. It's really, really cold. And I start to trembling. Okay. Mm-hmm. I start trembling. I have a lot of flu and fever. And I felt, okay, today maybe I'm going to die. And the shamans were dancing and laughing, and I said, "Oh, don't laugh! I'm gonna die. You don't have to laugh." Oh, yeah, and they told me, "Okay, maybe you are going to die, but don't worry. I will tell your mother."
You know, I'm laughing because I've been through some of this, some of it planned and some of it not planned. And I can really relate, and I wouldn't be who I am without it. And so I feel like a kinship to you, mi hermano humano, Alan, because of the process. And I have to say, watching the film, it was really beautiful. Though my experiences, some of that I've had, haven't been in such beautiful places as where you had them. So in a way, I was a little jealous. But that's okay. If you think you're going to die, it doesn't matter where you are. You still think you're going to die. No matter how beautiful it is, right? But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to tell the world, actually, how they can learn about this film, see the film, and help spread the message of this film, and why it's important to do so. And that's what I believe. And I know that you have a good story to tell about that through YECRA and all of that, and through the affiliation program, and also sharing the wealth. So of which I trust that there will be much wealth and abundance on many levels, spiritual growth and financial as well. So with that, we are talking to the filmmakers and the protagonist of Humano. Go to humanofilm.com. That's human with an O, or human in Spanish, H-U-M-A-N-O-F-I-L humanofilm.com, humanofilm.com, where you can rent the film, you can order the film, or you can gift the film and enjoy it and share the knowledge. And you can also share in the experience, and we'll tell you how when you come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, to say that I'm enjoying this interview is an understatement, because I am, obviously, you can tell that we feel a kinship here in the conversation. But more than that, even if that weren't there, I feel an honesty in this conversation. Though these two young people hope that all of us go out and buy their film and watch it, their reason for making it and their desire to learn something about themselves in the process and their desire to share what they've learned with humanity is something that's really, the passion is really palpable. I mean, I feel it across the telephone lines, and I am ignited by it, and have been since the moment I first connected with them. So it's a pleasure to have them on the phone here with us and in doing this interview. Humano is a documentary film made in the Andes of South America. It is a journey within a journey to discover what it means to be human. Born of a young man's 200 questions, the answers of which would reveal a world completely unknown to the majority of humanity. Now, the journey of creating this film is a journey of discovery in itself. The making of the film revealed that a new way of producing and exhibiting films, leveraging technology and social networks, is upon us. Something that was not known or even possible before. If you really think about it, the way this film is being made and produced would not have been able to be done a few years back. For this project, the producers of Humano had created a global and virtual village to which they are all obviously very grateful, in which people from all over the world work in specific assignments, turning this film into a sustainable project. They want Humano to be seen by as many people as possible, which is the reason why they have released this film online in collaboration with YECRA as a distributor, which has the affiliate program to incentivize crowd promoting and are making allowances for independent screenings worldwide. Alan and Ingrid, tell us more about this.
Well, Filippo, we decided firstly to choose internet as the platform to put our movie, because we think that it's like the perfect bridge to connects continents and populations, and we want Humana to be seen by as many people as possible. So we think that using internet is the like the perfect way to let anyone watch our movie and to spread the message that Alan explained before, that it's very important to us to be known by all over the globe.
So that's, you've chosen internet, and now you've chosen YECRA so that you could do this affiliation program. You have some very aggressive affiliates. Tell us how others can be aggressive affiliates as well to help you.
Well, in our website, we add a button that is called "I want to be an affiliate," and an affiliate can put our player to their websites or Facebook page and start to spreading our message, and for the retribution of the work they earn like at least $1 per stream or the sale of a DVD. So we are now trying to get as many as affiliate as possible from countries that they are really involved on our movie, like Mexico, Spain, United States, Argentina, Peru, Colombia. That are the top five countries that are seeing our movie.
Entonces tenemos que decir hablar un poquito en español.
un poquito, sí.
So say something in Spanish, encouraging to all the Latin speaking.
Bueno, tienen que entrar a nuestro website en humanofilm.com, hacer clic en quiero ser un afiliado, y ahí podrán leer un poco el instructivo que está en nuestro website.
Y ver el video también.
Ver un video que hicimos explicando un poco cómo funciona el sistema de IECRA y la afiliación con Humano. Y ser parte de un sistema revolucionario de distribución online que YECRA lo viene promoviendo hace unos años, y nosotros nos sentimos realmente muy identificados con el mensaje de ellos.
That was beautiful. And I agree.
Great.
And it's, you know, the Argentinian accent is so distinct. I have many Argentinian friends, and I just love listening to it. And thankfully, I understood most of that. We just have a couple minutes remaining. Alan, and I have a question for you. You had 200, and I've only had a few, so permit me one more. I actually think that when you left your experience, whether you had your 200 questions answered or not, you probably walked away with 2,000 more. Am I right?
Exactly. When I came to the Andes, I like blocked like 100 questions, erased 100 questions, and I rewrite them like it was... Finally, in the end, it was like 300 questions, because when I make a question, the answer was two questions. So it never ends, because Placido answered me like with another question. So it was like question and question, and I feel tired. At the end, I feel tired, but what I used to be really anxious, because I want to know everything and blah, blah, blah. But when I met the highest priest, I made him a question, and he told me, I don't know. And when he told me, I don't know, I connect with him, because he was another person who has doubts too. But he told me, I don't know, and I don't care. But it's better if you leave and start to laugh and don't start making some question, because he told me that we are not allowed to know that kind of question now, so it's better if you don't ask so many questions. And I feel like released when I found another person who has doubts too, a high priest.
That's beautiful, actually. That's really beautiful. Yeah, in the end, We will probably come to know all of the answers and more, so many more, of course, than we could ever even imagine. However, if we had them all now, then maybe we wouldn't be able to have this experience the way we're meant to have it.
Exactly. We stopped living because we have so many questions, and it's better to have a few questions and try to live the best thing as possible.
Sounds like a balance, a few questions and a few answers, because if you had all so many questions, you couldn't live. And if you had all the answers, maybe you wouldn't live. So
exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well, with that, I have an answer, and that is that our show is coming to a close. And what a delightful experience this has been with the two of you. Yet another.
Yes, well, we agree, and we wanted to invite you to Buenos Aires whenever you want.
You have a house here, food, so don't worry.
No, you know what? The only thing I would worry about is if, Alan, you would kidnap me and take me to the Andes, saying, Filippo has to learn more. Come with me. Thank you for the invitation, and I look forward to seeing you either there or here or somewhere else on this beautiful planet. In the meantime, we've connected here together with all of your friends and friends and our friends and fans, and hopefully we've all made some new friends, fans, and family. So with that, I love to both of you. And my deepest respect for what you're doing and for the message that you're sharing. And I look forward to helping you more in any way that I can.
Thank you very much.
We really enjoy it. So thank you so much, Filippo.
Okay. How do you say soon? We'll see you soon. Nos vemos.
Nos vemos pronto. Nos vemos pronto. And in Quechua, you say like Tupananchis Kama, that it means like when our soul is going to meet you in another life or in another time, when our souls.
Wow, that's beautiful. Say it again in language.
Tupananchis Kama.
Tupananchis Kama. I'll have to remember that. So
yes, to
everybody, remember that. And remember also that as life changes, we're here for you. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, thanking all of you for being with us. We'll be back next week with Gary Austin, actually. It's going to be another interesting interview. This has been so special being with all of you tonight. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.